thanks to Audible.com for supporting us here at Book Hype. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choosing, go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. Welcome to Book Hype. I'm Jen, and tonight I'm joined by everybody. Hello, woo-hoo! Everyone.
Woo-hoo! Hi.
I feel like this hasn't happened in a really long time where all of us were together.
It may have never happened.
Maybe.
Yeah. All illusion.
Mm-hmm. I know. All right, so let's get started with what we've been reading this week, because I know we're going to talk a lot about what we're doing in the upcoming weeks as well, so that'll be pretty exciting. So let's see. I feel like we should start with Kyle. What have you been reading week?
I picked up Queen of the Tearland.
Oh, well. How was it? Did you like it? Have you started it yet?
I haven't started it yet.
I still don't have my copy. I need to get that.
No, I promised Merima that I would be finished with Cuckoo's Calling by, I think, like, this evening.
Is that working for
you? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's working out really well. I only have, like, 40 pages left. So
I'll
it's going to happen.
Yeah. Someone likes my guilt things, Karen.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
So I'm finishing that, but as soon as I finish that, I'm going to start on Queen of the Tearling.
Awesome. All right, and Michal, what have you been reading?
What was I reading last time? I don't remember.
I'm not your bookkeeper. I don't know.
You're not... Jen, you had one job.
I know.
I finished Ruin and Rising by Leigh Bardugo. I don't remember if I said that last time, but I did.
I think you did. How was that, being the third and final book in the series?
It was good. It was good. I liked it. It was, I have thoughts on final books in series, but I can't say them because that would really kind of spoil what happens in this book. But yeah, definitely, you know, worth reading. People, like, adore this series. It's the Grisha trilogy. They're, like, head over heels for it, and I really like it. I don't love it that much, but I really like it. I mean, it's set in a different kind of world. It's, you know, it's different. It's good. It's, you know, it's definitely worth reading, I think. It has a love triangle, but sort of, not really. It's sort of a love triangle that I completely don't understand, but it's okay. It's, like, acceptable, and the magic is cool, so I like it. And I'm also reading The Young World by Chris Weitz, which, it's good. But if you're looking for something, like, unique in terms of YA, this is not it. I mean, it's YA.
It's dystopian YA.
It's dystopian. All the adults are dead. Like, survival. I've read it before. But it's not bad. It's interesting. There's glimmers of originality in it. And it is well written. It's actually very well written. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right, Marima, dazzle us with all the things you've read this week.
Whilst
traveling, mind you.
I read Queen of the Tealing when I was at Andrews, and that was decidedly average. And I read Orange is the New Black, the memoir that the show was based on, which was really fascinating. I definitely recommend. I haven't actually seen the show yet, but, like, from what I know about the show, I understand the book is very different. So, you know, I kept reading the book being like, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen this in, like, any of the previews. And, like, where's Laverne Cox? But apart from that, it was really good. And then I have read the 5 Percy Jackson books. I don't know what any of them are called. Percy Jackson and The Philosopher's Stone, etc. And,
oh, my goodness.
Like, and now I'm on the 3rd House of Hades book. I've read the first 2, and Karen told me what it's called, like, 20 minutes ago, and I still can't remember, but whatever. Yeah. It's the Hermione Granger version.
Not to mention that House of Hades is the 4th book.
Oh, whatever.
The series is called.
I can't keep them all. It's the same book, but, like, it's fun.
It was hysterical because I gave you that book to, like, oh, you can read this on the plane if you want, and you're like, okay, and then, like, in the morning, like, 4 hours later, it's like, oh, are you gonna bring the book? No, I finished it already. I'm like, god dang.
Well, I took I took the second one from you.
Yeah. I never will get over the fact that how fast you read. I just won't.
Well, it's not that
I think
exciting.
Mom's Twitter handle should be, like, book
garbage disposal or something.
Yeah, right? Goodness.
I feel like that's not complimentary. So, thanks. I think it's neutral.
All right. Well, sure.
Garbage means something else in American.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm hungry.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Yeah, I read the Percy Jackson ones because I was at Kyle's place, and I have always told Karen I would read them. And unlike Karen, when I say I'm going to read something, I actually do it. So I read the first one. And I have to say, like, not that well written, but I guess have to take into account the intended age group. Even so, like, not that well written, but the world is really cool. But I was telling Karen, I really like the, what is it? Heroes of Olympus? Did I get it right that time? Yeah. I really like those ones better. They're much, much better than the first ones. And not just because the kids are older, just because it's way more interesting. So, yeah, that's everything, I think. Yeah, that's everything I've been reading.
Awesome. How about you, Karen?
I read 4 books since the last time. I read Queen of the Tierling, which I was actually a little disappointed by it, too. I think it was above average, but it wasn't spectacular like I thought it was going to be. There was a lot of really great things about it, but other things that I was kind of just like meh on. So that'll be really interesting to talk about soon. I also read Dune and Destined for Dune by Carrie Korb and Laurie Langdon. Not my usual kind of book. Probably wouldn't have picked it up unless, like, I was given an arc, which I was. But they were okay. I mean, if you like romance and stuff, then it's a good read. And the world of Dune is pretty interesting. The second book ends on a killer cliffhanger, and I'm really upset that I have to wait, like, over a year for book 3. That's the trials and tribulations of reading arcs, but what are you going to do? And then the last book that I just finished was Hemlock Grove by Brian McGreevy, which is really something else. If anybody's seen the television show, it's probably, I said this on Twitter, but it's probably the best adaptation of a book that I have ever seen. The television show follows the book so closely, and they do a really good job with it, but the book and the show is really messed up, you guys. It's a horror book, and it's just, it's really insane. They pretty much do whatever they want in it.
I really, really want to read that so bad.
I was going to say, it seems like your book, Kyle.
Hell yeah.
Very cool. All right, so you had some cool things this week, huh, Karen?
Yes, I did. Please make sure Marima knows that.
All right, ladies, don't make
I'm
me
still
worry.
Here.
No, we're not going to play that game. I sadly only got to, like, finish one book this week. I had a lot of chapters to outline in my very large textbooks. It was not exciting. But I did get to read Isla and the Happily Ever After by Stephanie Perkins, which is kind of amazing.
I hate you.
You'll get over it because you're going to get it, so zip.
I know,
I'm taking it back.
It's going to be in LA and I'm going to be in DC, and that makes me so mad.
But it is definitely on par with Anna and the French Kiss. And you do get to see a couple of people from other books, and it's all really cool. So I really, really liked the characters in this story. Isla and Josh, they're a lot of fun, and it's a pretty cool story. I really, really liked it.
Is this something that you'd have to, like, read other books for in order
to,
like...
You do not have to. However, you, like, by law of book hype, have to read Anna the French Kiss.
Okay, yeah. Hang on. As a person who, as we all know, despises romance and usually doesn't like contemporary novels, and yet hears literally every person I know who does books drooling over these... Can you please pitch it to somebody who hates romance and doesn't particularly like contemporary?
Please, do. Yes.
I don't know if I can, because it's about friendship. It's about people who, and these characters are so incredibly real. I think that's the best thing that you can take away from this novel. You're not looking at caricatures. You're not looking at perfect people who are stunning and beautiful, and those are the characters in the novel. That's not what you're reading about. You're reading about people who are realistic, who have flaws, who, you know, make mistakes, and that's what you're watching. It's like kind of watching real life play out, but in Paris at a boarding school, not, you know, you know, typical high school in America. So that adds a difference to it as well. You basically follow Anna, who, her father is a Nicholas Sparks type author, which is kind of funny the way that she characterizes her father, who's decided that in order to prove he's made it big in the world, his daughter needs to go to private boarding school. So he ships her off to Paris her senior year to go to boarding school. She doesn't speak French. She's never been away from home. And so she finds herself in this country where she doesn't speak the language, where she doesn't know anybody, and this is her senior year of high school. She's had to leave behind her best friend and her boyfriend to do this, and so you kind of experience Paris in a way that a complete and relative person who doesn't know anything about this country is doing it, and the friends that she meets along the way. And Anna is a huge film buff, so you get to see lots of little niche areas in Paris that it isn't your typical, let's go to the Eiffel Tower, let's go to Notre Dame, let's go to all the big, you know, the Louvre. It's not what you're doing. It's a very different kind of story and a very different look at Paris.
You do need to have, like, some interest in, normal human interaction. And if you don't, the fact that you don't want to read Anna and the French Kiss is maybe not your biggest problem. But, I mean, it's... Kyle, I'm talking about you. It's really... It's just really... Jen's right. It's, like, very real. Everyone that reads it is always like, wow, that was insanely, like, close. And it's not because, like, everyone has experienced this or whatever. It's just because, like... It's incredibly realistically written, and the characters have such good voices, and it's so funny as well. It's just great.
It's super funny.
You just need to read it.
You would like it because there's a very cool guy in it.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's okay. My pitch to you, Kyle. Etienne St. Clair. That is all you need to know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is he French?
He's British.
Yes. Okay.
And salt. So yes, so that's my pitch, Michal. I don't know if you'll actually ever read it or ever like it, but typically contemporary has not been overwhelmingly my thing, but there's something so beautiful about this book. Yeah, truly, I wasn't going to read it when it first came out either, but I did because everyone was talking about it when it came out. Like, it was made this huge splash, so.
Okay.
Read,
I hear ya.
The first 50 pages and see how it goes. Actually, there's a sampler. You can read the chapter sampler.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we read the chapter sampler.
And then you don't have to look at the worst cover ever made of all time. It's a terrible cover.
Well, the new ones are pretty.
I know.
Oh, yeah, those are in the box, too, for you, by the way.
I know. I have not forgotten about that.
Oh, you're funny. All right, so... That's what I read this week. I read Isla. That was the only thing I got to read, and it's definitely worth it if you have all read Anna and the French Kiss and Lola and the Boy Next Door. Isla is definitely more on par with Anna than it was with Lola, because I have mixed feelings about Lola.
Yeah, I feel like that's common.
We would highly recommend picking up the audio version of We Were Liars from Audible.com, and Audible is a great, convenient way to catch up on all your favorite books. So, for a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/bookhype. All right, so for this episode, the rest of the episode of Bookhype, we're just going to talk about Comic-Con because by the time you guys are actually listening to this, we will be in San Diego all together gearing up for a weekend-long adventure in Comic-Con craziness. So,
it's going to be so great.
It's going to be amazing. So we have a lot of book-related things and some, you know, non-book-related things going on at Comic-Con. So we're just going to kind of recap some of the things that we'll be doing this week so you guys can keep up. And you can follow along, you know, at BookHype, at Hypeable, and at our personal Twitters, because we'll be tweeting and doing Instagram stuff for everyone to see what we've been doing and what all of our adventures are.
So and we have a hashtag, right?
We do have a hashtag, and it's going to be SDCC Hype. No, Hype.
Yes.
See, he confused me because he tried to change it on me.
I know, right?
It's going to be SDCC Hype, and so you guys can follow that hashtag to see all of the craziness that we are getting up to at Comic-Con. So, some of the book things that we're covering, Marma, you're going to try and cover The Hobbit, right?
Yes, my favorite and least favorite thing that exists.
All together at once.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Are you covering anything else book-related?
I don't know yet, but probably we will see.
Very true.
Yeah, it's a little bit up in the air at the moment, but you know, I'm sure everything is book related this year. So
it feels like it, doesn't it? What other things are you looking forward to at Comic-Con? Like, what other panels do you really want to see?
Just in general?
Yeah, in general.
Oh, Marvel, for sure, which I'm going to go to and laugh at Karen because she will not be there. Oh. And
this is like pick on Karen times 10 day.
I don't know. It's not like out of the ordinary. Karen, I read your favorite books. Leave me alone. And I mean, I always kind of prefer the movie stuff, and I missed out on a lot of that last year. So I want to go to like the other big movie panels. And I'm so excited for Agent Carter. Don't care so much about S.H.I.E.L.D., but Agent Carter is going to be there, and that's, like, my favorite TV show that doesn't exist yet, and so that's probably what I'm most excited for, but that is also Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel's kind of bringing the big guns this year. I can't wait to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so, Michal, what are you doing while at Comic-Con? What craziness are you getting up to?
Well, I'll be doing said S.H.I.E.L.D., and, let's see, Thursday, there's a lot of kind of random book panels, kind of writing related that hopefully I'll get to look in on. What else? I have hopefully an interview with Leigh Bardugo set up, who wrote the Grisha trilogy that we were talking about, at some point on Friday. Hopefully I'll get to talk to Marissa Meyer about the kind of new developments, the Lunar Chronicles series. I'm still waiting on that. And what else? The Legend of Korra, obviously, something I cover for television. Big Bang Theory. I'm going to try and go to the Game of Thrones panel, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. But I'm just, there's like a tiny little sliver that it might happen. And it probably won't, but whatever. I'm just going to say that because, you know, me and Game of Thrones. Also, George R. R. Martin has a panel about something completely random. It's called, like, In the House of the Worm.
It's and like I don't, a comic booky thing, but he's talking about his other work, too.
So that's how many questions he'll get about the comic book.
Well, that's yeah. what I'm saying. And he's yeah. liable to, you know, he gets a little chatty when he's in a room with a bunch of people.
He does.
I figured that might be something good to cover because you never know what he's going to spill.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... I went to his panel about Meat House Man, was it? It was kind of him talking about his short stories. Last year, and I feel so bad because I told Ariana that we had to get to that room really early because it was George R. R. Martin, and the room did not fill up until like right before the panel, so we sat there for like 3 hours, you know, like anticipating the Comic-Con madness, but it didn't actually happen. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to get into that because whatever, I'm a George R. R. Martin person, and you know, that's yeah. So maybe I'll do that. And it's kind of late, though. It's, like, late in the day on Thursday, so we'll see. And then the Scholastic Party, which should be fun on Thursday. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Sunday also, hopefully, just book things. There's some Disney has their, like, you know, preview for the fall, and which, I'm pretty sure Karen is going to have some House of Hades, World of Olympus stuff, I would imagine. And, yeah. There's some good YA panels that are going on, so people should look into that. A lot of diversity, women in fiction, that kind of thing. So I won't be able to make it to all of them, but people who are interested should definitely look. It's so funny, like, there are, like, basically six conventions in Comic-Con, you know, like...
Yeah, there's all, like, different tracks, like literary yeah. and comic book and movie and TV, and yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, on Friday, like, there's all this, like, other cool stuff. And it's like, oh, well, if I wasn't doing the other cool stuff, I would do that cool stuff. But it's, yeah.
Yep.
Good.
It's always so busy. All right, Karen, go ahead and tell us. What are you covering?
The Maze Runner.
Dylan O'Brien.
Yes.
That's pretty all much. That goes through Karen's head right now. Between yeah. Teen Wolf and Maze Runner, it's Dylan O'Brien.
I mean, with any luck, I'll be interviewing him twice over the weekend, so we'll see what happens.
It's totally good.
Maybe. The Maze Runner is going to have a panel this year instead of just, like, a sideline sort of Nerd HQ event, which is really cool. They're going to have a press room, too, so I'm really excited. The movie comes out in September, so I would assume they would probably have something special for us, whether it's, like, a new trailer, maybe a clip or something, so I'm really anticipating that. I guess Constantine kind of counts because it's comic books. So I'm going to be doing the press room and the panel for that as well. Really excited. I haven't read the Hellblazer comics, but I'm like one of 10 people, of course, why am I admitting this, because I already know, who actually liked the movie. And I know that's bad to say to people who like the comics, but that's what sort of got my attention with the TV show, and the TV show looks really, really good, and they're going to screen the pilot there as well. So hopefully we'll actually be bringing regular coverage of that to Hypeable if it continues to do well.
All right. Are you doing anything else?
Covering. I forgot. I mean, like, Teen Wolf, obviously, helping you out with Once Upon a Time stuff if you need me, but otherwise, you know, I was looking at that Disney thing, Mikal, and they didn't say anything about, like, Riordan or Percy Jackson. I don't know if they're just going to drop something in there or not, but, I mean, it is Disney, and it's, like, a whole thing, so I would assume that maybe they'd give people... Plus, he has other things coming out this year. Like, he has the Percy Jackson and the Greek Gods book, and I don't know.
I just don't know how he couldn't, you know.
Is he going to Comic-Con?
No.
I doubt it, no.
Oh, no, I wanted to go and tell him how much I liked his book about Hermione Granger.
Oh, my God.
Tell us how you really feel, Marma.
I said I liked it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Karen, anything else you're covering?
I don't think so. Is that, like, am I forgetting something?
No,
I feel like you're
No, I'm just trying to remember because I know our list is, like, massive and there's so many things that we're all like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And we're like, oh, wait, we can't get into that room because we're already going to be in this room. And it's a little crazy.
So oh, my gosh. Sure. Marvel. I need to be in that Marvel panel. I'm really upset. I'm going to hire Ariana to just sit in there for me all day. And then after... Yeah. And
that is
like,
not a bad idea.
I know. I was like, who can I bribe? Because I really, really desperately want to be in there for the Marvel panel.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking
we all want to be there for the Marvel panel.
Especially if what Andrew says is true.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming if I get in for Hobbit in the morning, I literally will not be moving.
Yeah, just don't move. Just stay where you are.
Yeah, and Karen's like, maybe you can swap out with me. I'm like, ha ha.
That was Karen. Me, smarty pants. That was
me. Anyone, don't even think about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jen, for coming to my rescue. See, I think that Marima is being so mean to me right now because she knows she has to see me in person soon and she has to be nice to my face.
I'm always nice to your face.
Exactly. That's why you're making up for it now.
Yeah, she can make up for it.
I've got to hold up the facade that we don't like each other because I just ruined it by actually reading the books that you suggested. Now everyone will know that we're secretly friends.
Oh, boy. All right, Kyle, what are you covering, you little addict, you? I feel like you're covering everything.
I'm not. I feel like I'm covering less things than anyone. I don't know. Maybe that's just... Okay, so, okay. On Wednesday, I'm not doing anything. Thursday, I might be covering the Paramount Pictures panel, but maybe not. I'm not quite sure. On Friday, I'm interviewing Orlando Jones from Sleepy Hollow, so that should be fun. I'm planning on helping Michal co-cover the Agent Carter/S.H.I.E.L.D. panel if she needs it. I don't know. We still have to work out the details about that.
We'll probably be like tired. So yeah. Yeah, sure. Whatever, Kyle. I need you there no matter what. So
okay, yay. Book wise, I am covering Vampire Diaries if you want to count that as a book thing because it's technically like an adaptation of a series. I'm also helping cover the originals. And I'm doing Sleepy Hollow as well, so I'm covering that. And then I'm also doing Orphan Black press stuff and the panel for Orphan Black. And then, what else? The Flash, I'm going to help Kristen cover The Flash. And any possible Nerd HQ things, I'm going to try to get. when they release their schedule.
I call dibs on Benedict Cumberbatch if he's at NerdHQ. I'm just saying. There's one thing I want in this world. Please.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. I was on record when Kyle was in charge of that.
Kyle's just decided he's in charge of who sees what. I just decided to email them on a whim, and they're like, oh, yeah, sure. So, like...
Well, that was kind of nice of them.
Right?
Okay, so... I'm trying to think. Oh, I am covering The Giver, which is definitely book-related. Once Upon a Time, I feel like I'm covering something else book-related, and I forget what it is. This is the funny part. We just totally went over the schedule, and I don't remember anything anymore.
I was thinking that, too.
I'm like, we literally just went over this.
Oh, are you helping Laura with the Outlander stuff?
No, Pam's helping her with Outlander, because it conflicts with something else. I might be covering, like, Sleepy Hollow, I think it was. I think I said I could do that. And what else?
Yes.
Possibly Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you might have to cover the Sleepy Hollow thing for me.
Yeah, yep. See, that's why you're going to let me go to NerdHQ if Benedict Cumberbatch is there.
Well, yeah.
And this is how it works. Oh, and I'm definitely covering the Penguins of Madagascar panel.
Because Benedict Cumberbatch will be there.
Is anyone else sensing a theme? Anyone? Oh, and we have that Sherlock party to go to that's on the Friday night. And it's kind of set up by a bunch of Sherlock fan sites. And it looks really cool. So, and there's...
Am I going to that?
Yes. You have a ticket.
Good on me.
It's me, you, Karen, aren't you coming?
Yes, I am.
Yes. And then there's a couple other people.
All time with Karen.
Are tickets still available?
Kristen's coming.
I heard that, Norma.
I said out loud.
No, they sold out, Kyle.
Yeah.
So we're going to a Sherlock party. And there's Sherlock trivia. So, I think we have a decent shot at winning that.
We'll be in a room with the biggest nerds. Like, we think that we're nerdy. Yeah. These people run Sherlock fan sites.
Ain't got nothing on them. Yeah. It's probably really true.
Yeah.
Although, we have read the books, and, like, I have a pretty decent memory, but I don't know.
Yes.
It's probably not enough. Anyway, so we're going to do that, and I'm kind of excited about that. It sounds like it'll be kind of fun. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone, because all, like, 10 of us are going to be together. All of us from Book Hype, and then a bunch of other people, too. So that'll be really cool to kind of be chilling in San Diego for basically a week together.
Mainly you're excited to see me, right?
Sure, if that's going to make you feel better.
That's what I was looking for.
And three of us are rooming together, so.
That's right, yeah.
Well, me and Kyle are rooming together.
Yeah.
So basically Book Hype is in one of two rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Kristen and Andrew, and you've got Laura.
Yep, so.
So, ours is obviously the party room.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're in a big loft, so I don't know, we'll see.
I am going to have to visit that loft.
Okay. Kyle, it's around the corner from us.
Yeah, like, we're not even far apart. It's awesome. It's going to be really cool. So, yeah, so I'm really excited. There's a lot of book stuff going on, too, and anytime I have some, like, downtime and I'm not, like, trapped in a ballroom or a Hall H for, like, hours on end because I want to see the panel that's at 5 and I have to be there at 5 a.m. to get in kind of thing, I'm going to check out as much book stuff as possible.
I feel like if anyone wanted to stalk us around Comic-Con, they now could.
Probably.
That would be so cool. I would love to meet.
I'd love to have a stalker. How about you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not stalking. I'm saying if anybody actually listens to the podcast and likes it, it would be cool to hear that.
We are going to be identifiable, according to Andrew.
We are?
Say what now?
We are.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
We're opening a V for Vendetta masks.
He has a surprise for us. They're not buttons and they're not shirts, so I have no idea what the heck we're going to be wearing.
I really hope they're V for Vendetta masks.
If it's not a cape, I'm not interested.
Right?
No capes? Haven't you seen The Incredibles?
We're not flying. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You just got to stand too close to a jet engine, my friend, right? Or a fan. Yeah.
Or Benedict Cumberbatch flies in on his helicopter and then gets sucked into it.
Like. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's getting out of control. No, but definitely, if there are Book Hype followers and fans out there and you're at Comic-Con, definitely let us know, because we will be all around. Like I said, there are a lot of us that are going to be there. We'll be in line, just like you, checking out some of our favorite pop culture stuff.
And we will be happy for you to buy us a drink.
as thank you for making your favorite podcast.
Of course.
You can buy Mara and if you have, buy me
as long as you're over 21. Is that the drinking age here?
Yes, very good, very good.
Yes.
And if you have any hot British single gay friends, let me know.
Oh my god. And this just became an awkward advert is all I'm saying.
We are not, this is not what the podcast is for, Kyle.
What? I'm just
go and read Cookies Calling. Whatever you're meant to be reading.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anyone have anything else that they would like to talk about this episode? Anything we should talk about? Oh, I know we're going to talk about coming in upcoming weeks. We have a lot of stuff planned for the next couple of weeks, so it's going to be a little crazy. We are going to review The Queen of the Chairling, which I think just about everyone's read. We're also going to do, we're going to have some guests on in the upcoming weeks. So we'll have a couple guest talks, and we're also going to read and talk about Isla and the Happily Ever After.
Yay!
Yay! So if you guys haven't read Anna, definitely read Anna before you read Isla. Because I think Anna is just like a great introduction into the world and the writing of Stephanie Perkins. It was her debut novel, and it was just stunning.
I feel like we should warn people that we've become a little bit dyslexic with our calendar months, so Queen of the Chilling was meant to be July.
Yeah.
And it is, but you can listen to it in August.
Yes.
Isla is our August book, which we will be bringing you in September. So
because we are just a little bit busy. And we can't get time to everything, to like squish everything into our like psychotic schedules at the moment. So.
But then we'll have be caught up. Just in time to get behind again.
Time for the holiday season.
Right. We'll be all over it, just so we can do it all over again.
Yep. Put it on repeat. So those are some things that are coming up to look forward to. We'll have some really cool articles coming out as well about Anna and the French Kiss and Lola and the Boy Next Door. Basically, in Lola and the Boy Next Door, we're going to talk about Cricket. We're not going to talk about Lola.
Oh, Lola's cute.
She's cute, but I have issues.
I like her outfits.
I like her outfits. We could do an homage to Lola's outfits, maybe.
Yeah, we would have to find someone who knows how to draw first.
Yeah, that's true. So we have a bunch of stuff coming out in celebration of Isla, and So is anyone writing any cool articles or pieces coming up? Does anyone have any cool interviews coming up?
Well, tomorrow, which will again be probably not tomorrow for whenever you're listening to this, we're debuting the cover of Lauren Oliver's new book. It's called Vanishing Girls, and it sounds really cool. Lauren Oliver is, like, really...
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's a cool cover, too. I like it.
That's
and
fun.
We have a small interview with her in that, too, so that's nice.
Very cool, very cool.
I will be doing an interview with Brian McGreevy, actually, about Hemlock Grove, which I'm kind of nervous about because I don't really know how to ask him about this book and television show. It's kind of weird.
Oh, just go for it, Karen. You can do it. Go big or go home. So that'll be awesome. And, I'm excited. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up, and Comic-Con, I'm sure, will be crazy and exciting, and there'll be lots to do, so we will talk all about that the next time you guys hear us, we'll have a chat about Comic-Con and what we did, and again, you guys can follow us on @BookHype, at our personal Twitters, and follow the hashtag SDCCHype, and you can find out what we've all been up to, so it should be a really good time. So, until next time, I'm Jen.
I'm Karen.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Marima.
And I'm Michal.
Goodbye, guys!
Bye!
What?
I think it explains a lot of things, though.
I don't not want to read that book now.
Ugh.
I mean, I wasn't big on it before, but like... Which book is he writing?
Hemlock.
Oh. Ugh. Okay.
I don't know. That's just disturbing.
Right. Well, my computer's about to die, so I'm going to head out.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.